Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Kenny. Our amazing crew, and whoever the hell you are, the Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Coming up later this hour on the show, all my bets for tonight in the world of sports, including we'll finalize my wager for Ole Miss and Miami tonight. Oh my God, I'm being serious. I love the stuff. I know you do also, our listeners and viewers. Of course, we all love it, but like it's so great. We have a college football playoff semifinal game coming up tonight. Just texting with a potential guest to come on the show. I just wrote him to see if he can do something with us. We'll talk about that in a second. So I'll finalize the bet for Ole Miss and Miami. Anything in the NBA, anything in college basketball coming up at the end of the show. Kenny's Corner. Coming up in a little bit here, which was, and if you're a real one, like a longer time listener or viewer of You Better You Bet, like you know that that was quintessential You Better You Bet. Like you couldn't make this up. We have this new segment ready to go. We've been really excited for it. We talked about it yesterday. We've talked about it this morning. We plugged it on the air today. Can't wait for it. Kenny plays the bed. He's ready to go. And then we get the notifications on our phone that the Miami Dolphins have fired head coach Mike McDaniel. Like, you can't make this stuff up. We will get to Kenny's Corner coming up in a little bit. I hope, unless there's another NFL head coach firing. So that was a delicious bit of You Better You Bet goodness there with Kenny's Corner getting railroaded by the Dolphins firing Mike McDaniel. Do you, the listener, do you, the viewer, think the Dolphins made the right call? 310-840-4910. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. Got some YouTube comments about the Mike McDaniel firing. How about this from Insano7048? Took long enough. McDaniel should have been gone with the general manager when Chris Greer got fired after the Thursday Night Football loss to the Ravens. Tua going to be gone as well. Large cap hit, but they're already cleaning house. Might as well take the hit for a total rebuild. They've got a young offensive line, defensive line, and running back room. Build from the inside out. I agree 100% with that. I think Insano, and to anyone out there that like thinks the Dolphins are close, I can't say I agree with that. Maybe close where you could contend for a wild card berth potentially with the right coach. And in a second, I'm going to read you a tweet from ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington about what Miami might be planning next at head coach. So look, you get like a quality head coach. Let's say it's John Harbaugh. We'll talk about that in a second. Could the Dolphins go 8-9 next year? Maybe, depending on who the quarterback is. Could they go 9-8 within the realm of possibility? Like, Jets can't be worse. Bills will have Josh Allen back. Drake May entering year three. I think it's probably going to take a couple years for Miami. Get more young talent on the roster. They've got nothing at receiver, assuming Tyreek Hill's gone, and I think Tyreek Hill will be gone. Like, it's just Jaylen Waddle. Like, can Theo Wee... I mean, these are real people. Like, Theo Wees Jr. There's multiple Washingtons. Neither one George. Darren Waller. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what is this? The secondary's horrible. Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator, like, should maybe get a head coaching job because this Dolphins defense got better after they traded Jalen Phillips. And that, I mean that sincerely. That's a big-time credit to him. Insano adds, the Dolphins have been rebuilding for almost 45 years. 44, if we're being exact, after winning Super Bowl VIII, going back-to-back, beating the Minnesota Vikings in Super Bowl VIII. Yeah, I get it if you're a disgruntled Miami Dolphins fan, but it is what it is. You got to take your lumps right now. They're not close to being a Super Bowl contender. Got to take a couple off seasons to get you there. How about our friend BV Malazzo says this is the best show in the new format. I appreciate you very much and said and loves Kenny's Corner. Well, let's see how Kenny's Corner goes when we actually execute that segment coming up in a little bit. Let's see. Okay. We may be joined by our friend John Jastrzemski coming up in a little bit. Celebrity Miami Dolphins fan does great work for our friends at The Ringer. We'll talk about that during the break. Just texted me. Okay. This now from ESPN NFL insider Jeff Darlington. And it's kind of a lengthy tweet, so I'll try and paraphrase it the best I can. Quote, and this is from a couple minutes ago. Some context into the Dolphins' decision to fire Mike McDaniel. Owner Stephen Ross met with McDaniel on Tuesday, so 2 days ago, and left the meeting conflicted. He thinks Mike McDaniel is intelligent and has a great offensive mind, but he didn't feel like the results were there, and despite the end-of-year production, didn't feel comfortable moving forward. Darlington adds that he is told the Dolphins have not yet been in touch with John Harbaugh or anyone in his camp, which is just, like, what are you doing then? I guess they still need to hire a GM, but I mean, if you're Stephen Ross, you could have the greatest GM hire of all time about to be made, and you'd still rather have John Harbaugh than the GM. Like, I don't know what they're thinking. People close to the decision are adamant that the decision to move on from McDaniel is independent of John Harbaugh's availability. Darlington is told that the Dolphins will conduct the head coaching search after a GM is in place, which should be in the next few days. It looks like the GM, the favorite to be the Dolphins GM, is Chad Alexander. I have no idea who that is. I'm not going to lie to anyone and say, I think he'll be a good GM. He could be great. He could be terrible. No one knows anything about anything. Now, Alexander is close to Harbaugh. They do have a relationship. But again, people close to the situation tell Darlington the decision to fire Mike McDaniel would have been made either way. If I'm John Harbaugh, and I am not saying that John Harbaugh won't coach the Miami Dolphins. John Harbaugh absolutely could be the head coach. I'm not in his head. I don't know. But if it were me, and if it were you, the listener, the viewer, and let me know on YouTube if you agree with what I'm about to say. So put yourself, let's say you're John Harbaugh right now. I think you're going to agree with me, but maybe you won't. You know, you leave Baltimore, you've won a Super Bowl already, and my sense is, if I'm John Harbaugh, I don't want to go through a 7-10 season. I don't want to have to go 8-9, 9-8, be hashtag in the hunt at the start of December. Like, that's not what I'm looking for if I'm John Harbaugh. I want to go somewhere and I want to win. Like, that's what I'm into if I'm John Harbaugh. And while the Dolphins are an attractive job just because, like, Miami's awesome and, like, I lived there. Danny Cannella and I talked about that earlier in the show. Like, we both used to live in Fort Lauderdale. Like, he lives there now. Like South Florida is sick. It's a great place to live. Weather is awesome. Get paid a ton of money to live in that climate. Like, I get it. But the Dolphins are not ready to win. They're not. And let's say the Bills lose on Sunday in Jacksonville to the Jaguars. I said in the first hour of the show, and I was right about Baltimore, and I think I'll be right about this. I don't think the Bills are going to lose. I like Buffalo in the game. If the Bills lose, it's a one-point spread. They need to fire Sean McDermott in the same way the Ravens needed to fire John Harbaugh. And by the way, if and when the Bills lose, and if and when they fire Sean McDermott, McDermott's gonna get another job in this cycle the same way John Harbaugh's going to. Neither one is a bad coach, just like they need to go. If you're John Harbaugh, and look, I'm not trying to insult Buffalo. Like, Buffalo is not as good a city as Miami, even if people like you can love it. Miami's better as a place to live, right? If you're John Harbaugh, would you rather coach in Buffalo or Miami? It's not even close. You'd rather go coach Josh Allen. Or if the Packers lose tomorrow night and they decide to move on from Matt LaFleur, and like, I'm not saying that that would happen, but there is some smoke that maybe it could, or on Saturday night, excuse me. Wouldn't you rather go coach Jordan Love and Micah Parsons than the Miami Dolphins? So, like, this idea that, like, any, and I understand, that any NFL team with a head coaching vacancy, it's going to be like, yeah, like, let's talk to John Harbaugh. And if you're an NFL insider, you're not doing your job, if like him or her, if they're not reporting on that. Like, the Tennessee Titans should be interested in John Harbaugh. Why would he take the job? But they should be interested, right? So I don't blame teams for trying. Why would John Harbaugh go to Miami? Like, if you're a Dolphins fan, honestly, I think you could do way worse than Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator. Way worse. I like him a lot. Would you consider Kevin Stefanski? And a new quarterback. You do way worse than that. Maybe you stay on the defensive side of the ball. Jesse Minter. Shula. We'll see. I think Miami, get the right GM, get the right coach in place, couple off seasons away from seriously competing. I don't think John Harbaugh will take that job. You better you bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos here with you on Westwood One Sports. YouTube.com/@TheCostos to join the comments. Like this one from AndyB2961, who is referring to the Miami Dolphins and says, nah, too many holes on that team. You're 100% right, Andy. I would be floored if John Harbaugh took the Miami Dolphins coaching job. Okay. We got a couple other NFL notes we got to hit. Just want to quickly just give you again my bets for the NFL playoffs that I gave out to start the show. I like the Rams and the Eagles as moneyline parlay pieces. This weekend, Rams to beat the Panthers, Eagles to beat the Niners. I like the Packers, assuming there's no wind on Saturday night, to win in Chicago against the Bears. I'm probably going to bet the Bills, I haven't yet, in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. I love the Chargers, +3.5 in New England on Sunday night, and I do have a piece of Chargers money line. Agree or disagree? Let me know in the YouTube chat, 310-840-4910 on the phones. Other NFL coaching transactions on the carousel. We had so much yesterday on You Better You Bet that we didn't get to talk about the bloodletting with the Washington Commanders. As Dan Quinn, in an effort to save his own ass, I would do the same thing if I were him, mutually agrees to part ways, which is a really nice way of saying, in my best Vince McMahon voice, you're fired. Mutually agreed to part ways with offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury and fires defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. Kenny writes in our chat, Kenny Henderson, our engineer, who you will hear from momentarily unless another coach gets fired or someone dies in Kenny's corner. The Jaden Daniels was apparently blindsided by the Cliff Kingsbury firing. Great, he'll get over it. Who cares? Who cares? Now, the Joe Witt firing, this was like what I said yesterday about Dan Campbell and John Morton. So, like, Dan Campbell took away the play-calling duties from John Morton. There's a word that I want to use that rhymes with a curse word that starts with C, which is basically what Dan Campbell did to John Morton when he took the play-calling away. Obviously, John Morton was not going to get the job, was not going to retain his job. In the same way that when Dan Quinn takes defensive play-calling duties away from Joe Witt, Joe Witt's not coming back as the defensive coordinator. Not a surprise. So we knew that would be the case, right? Cliff Kingsbury does come as a little bit of a surprise, even if I don't hate the move. My personal opinion is that Cliff Kingsbury, objectively, very handsome, right? Looks like Ryan Gosling. Kind of has oatmeal for brains. I don't get the NFL's fascination with Cliff. I think he is a pretty good play caller and like offensive schemer. He's not like McVay or Shanahan or Ben Johnson, not even close to being on that level. He needs to go coach in college again with a program with a big NIL budget. I think that would be really interesting. But like, if like the Titans hired him, like I would hate that. I'd rather Matt Nagy than Cliff Kingsbury. I'd rather the Giants, my team, hire anyone other than Cliff Kingsbury as the head coach of the Giants. So I don't hate this firing at all. And we'll see who the Commanders look to bring in. And the big focus for them, candidly, is not even really what's going on, like on the field in terms of play calling on offense and defense. The Commanders' issues, and I lost money on them this season, right? I liked them to make the playoffs. I doubled down in season. It was a total disaster, right? But I said in the offseason that if there were going to be something that cost the Commanders, and I didn't heed my own advice. But like, you saw the red flags. You saw them, right? I did, at least. I think you did, probably did as well. Besides for Jaden Daniels, and I think that people got kind of the wrong idea about the Commanders roster because the quarterback was so good as a rookie entering year two. That's an old-ass roster. Like, the oldest roster in the league. And they, like, doubled and tripled down with the acquisitions over the offseason. And in one sense, you can kind of understand where they were coming from because, like, you have this window, right, with the quarterback on the rookie deal. You made it to the conference championship game in year one. Let's push some chips in and go all in and see what happens. Like, well, like, what happens is it is the nightmare season of all time. What happens is you finish 5-12, and you end up with a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. So the Commanders, like, do they need a better offensive play caller and a defensive play caller that Dan Quinn can trust? Yes. They need to get younger. They have to get younger. This roster is way too old. And that's where I'm concerned about the 2026 Commanders. I don't know if you can fix this in one offseason. And it's possible that in 5 years, we'll look back on the decisions that Adam Peters and company made last offseason and say, like, the decision to not slow play this a little bit with Daniels, like, might have cost them during this rookie window that Daniels is under on the rookie contract. Probably, like, hindsight's 20/20. If it had worked, no one would be saying this, right? But now they're up against it a little bit. And what I think is likely, and maybe Daniels is so good it doesn't matter, but what I think is likely is, by the time that they're good enough, again, to get really far in the playoffs without a ton of fourth down luck going their way, Daniels is either going to be on his second contract or really close to getting one. And you're going to be up against him financially a little bit. And look, there are way worse problems to have than paying like a stud young quarterback. And he is a stud young quarterback. But for 2026, we'll see what happens this offseason. I think I'll be on the Washington Commanders under next year. And just to get ahead of this, Dan Quinn, I'm stunned by some of the, like, some of the stuff I've seen on social media about people like Dan Quinn's job is safe. No, it's not. No way. The Commanders have another bad season next year. He's getting fired. You take that to the bank. 100%. Did anyone see the reports this week that the Commanders front office, etc., is getting involved in personnel decisions? You can take Dan Snyder out of the team, but can you? Doesn't feel like a great situation right now for the Commanders, despite having a great young quarterback in Jaden Daniels. And that is a really, really tough needle that the Commanders, unfortunately, look like they have threaded. Later this hour, all my bets for tonight in the world of sports, and I will finalize my play for Ole Miss in Miami. But on the other side, pending more firings or deaths or both, Kenny's Corner debuts on Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds and grow your business fast.
Presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
All right, bets for tonight coming up at the end of the show, but for right now, we all know this segment is cursed if, like, LeBron retires. I would do, like, a bet on, like, someone dies, but, you know, probably not in good taste. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. Subscribe there to the new YouTube page. That will be the only place you can stream the show on YouTube starting on Monday. YouTube.com/@TheKostos. Thanks to everyone for chiming in on YouTube. That's going to be a huge part of the show moving forward. And I think everyone can see that already, doing a ton of YouTube comments throughout the show. We absolutely love it. All right. Kenny Henderson is back with us. Kenny, that was, your initiation into You Better You Bet was having your debut segment railroaded by NFL coaching news. How did that feel?
It actually felt great because now I feel like it's going to flow better as opposed to, you know, with that introduction and the Mike McDaniel news coming out. I felt like it just fits perfectly. And now maybe if another coach gets hired, maybe this will just become, would that be a curse or...
Well, I'll tell you what I kind of think we should do, and I kind of like want to, like, I need Tyler's, because, like, Bill, our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman's 50. He's too old to give a great answer to this question. Tyler's in his early 30s. Tyler, I kind of think that when there's, like, big breaking news, unless it's, like, someone dies or something, in which case, like, we should not do it, I think we should play the son like my daddy is the bed. I think that needs to be the bit on the show.
I kind of like it. It's so funny. Like, the second Kenny played the beat, like, the second, maybe 2 seconds, the news drops. So yeah, maybe that's the new bit, I think. And it's a great beat, too, by the way. It could be good underneath a breaking news announcement. I like it.
Speaking of under, it sounds like you're underwater. Please fix your microphone before we bring you back on. Kenny, I'll introduce this. So this is what the point of the segment is. We want to play a bunch of sound from the world of sports from the day before. A bunch of sound bites. It could be sports, could be play-by-play calls. I think we've got some non-sports stuff as well. Kenny will introduce it. Kenny will play the sound. We will react, and we will do it with Stunting Like My Daddy, Kenny, underneath us. So hit us with the beat and introduce the first sound bite, please.
Let's do it. And we will start in the NBA, as last night we had not one but two buzzer-beating game winners, and I want our crew to pick which call was better. So with the first one, coming from Hornets-Raptors, where the Hornets led by 2 in the final seconds, you could say this one ended quickly.
1.6 to go. Mamu, quickly for the win! Quick does it at the end! Emmanuel quickly! Call 5!
The other game winner...
Can I just say this quickly before we play that game winner? I didn't know that, and Quickley's a former Knick, so I have affinity for him. The call 5 thing, so Quickley makes this 3-pointer to win the game. And just for some context on what happened. So Raptors and Hornets in Charlotte are tied at 94 at the end of the game. LaMelo Ball hits a layup, like drives to the lane, like dribbles the clock down, hits a layup with 1.4 seconds to go to put the Hornets up by 2. So the Raptors call timeout, inbound to Quickley, who just chucks up a 3. He makes it. And barely reacts, like barely shows any emotion, but does like the call motion to his ear, and his jersey number is 5, and like call 5 is apparently a thing. I loved that, loved it from Emmanuel Quickley, and I love the elongation of the and in. I like that a lot. So that's the first one, Kenny. What's the second buzzer beater, and then we'll decide which one's better.
So the other game winner was in another Eastern Conference matchup where the Magic played the Nets in Brooklyn. The Nets were able to take him to OT, but the number one overall pick in the 2022 draft wasn't leaving without the W.
2 seconds left, Nets by 2. Flat gets it in, Ben Caro for the win, he banks it in! Are you kidding me? An unfathomable finish in Brooklyn!
Okay, couple things. And then we'll decide which one's better. And Kenny, I'm going to ask you in a second to play them both back-to-back before we make that selection. Bill, I love how Kenny is introing these cuts like he's a veteran. Like, dude, like he's a veteran update anchor. Like Paolo Banchero, or I guess you could say this game ended quickly with the Manuel Quickly shot. So that is a great job. Great job by Kenny. And when Kenny plays the Banchero game winner last night when the Magic beat the Nets, one of my favorite things in play-by-play calls, and just like in sports, is when the road team wins at the very end and you hear the audience like groan in unison. So Kenny, let's hit us with it back-to-back. Quickly's game winner into Ryan Rucco's call of the Banchero shot, and we'll figure out which one we like more.
1.6 to go. Mamu, Quickly for the win! Quick does it at the end! Emmanuel Quickly, call five! 2 seconds left, Nets by two. Black gets it in. Banchero for the win! He banks it in! Are you kidding me? An unfathomable finish in Brooklyn!
Honestly, like, they're both good. How about this, Bill? First word to you, then Tyler, then Kenny. Which call is better, Quickly or Banchero?
I'm going to go with the Quickly call. The pain is good in the Brooklyn call, but I'm going to go Quickly. I think he nailed it.
I thought the Quickly one was great. The elongated win, and then followed by like a little pause, like he was on delay, like when he was at the game, and the crowd reacts. I thought that was excellent. So, love Rucco, but the first call.
Yeah, I'm with them. I love the call five at the end too. I know at the Auburn last year they were doing the call thing too. So that's a thing around basketball. Guys like to do that little signal. So I love that at the end. Ryan Rucco's a legend, but I love the Quickly call.
I'll go with my guy, Ryan Rucco, just because we both went to Fordham, but both calls are absolutely sensational. And again, I love a good groan. Kenny, what's next?
Sticking in the NBA, I don't know what it is like to have an NBA without LeBron James in it. I was born in 1999, so I was 4 when he was a rookie. And it looks like that time may be coming up. So, the other day, he had this to say about playing back-to-backs.
I'm 41 years old. Of course, there's always every
look like
back-to-back.
It didn't look like it.
Every back-to-back for the rest of the season is TBD. I am 41. I got the most minutes in NBA history. True. Bank it right now, okay? What are we talking about?
Another like professional throw to the soundbite there. Kenny, I'll be serious. There are some update anchors around the country who get paid to do their job, and that Kenny's way better than they are, and he just started doing it. We are some crappy update anchors around this country. Kenny's better than all of them. So I'm going to give what I think, guys, is a contrarian opinion here. I've never not liked LeBron James. I've always liked LeBron, and I feel like he's a real light, and I don't care about politics and that. I'm just talking about, like, as an athlete. A lot of people don't like LeBron. I've always liked him. So I feel like, I like this version of LeBron, but I've always liked LeBron. I'm guessing, like, not everyone here has probably liked him his whole career. Old LeBron, I like quite a bit. Bill, Tyler, Kenny, go ahead.
All right, yeah, I think old LeBron, you know, and he's 7 years younger than me, but I think old LeBron is very likable. I love this cut. I think he's honest all the time. He's, like, younger LeBron bothered me. When he went back to Cleveland, and I think he kind of matured and went to the Lakers, I love that guy a lot. The younger guy, when he's just like, you know, basically when he lost, whatever, I don't remember which series it was, but he's like, you know,
it's the Mavericks,
all the haters.
In the NBA Finals.
All the haters are going to be miserable, and I'm LeBron James, basically, is what he said.
I love that. He's right.
Yeah, no, I cheered for Dirk and the Mavs so hard in that series. I was so happy for that. But yes. All the LeBron MJ stuff aside, which, you know, when you're a Chicago guy, it's tough to deal with all that all the time. But putting all that aside, I love the version of LeBron James.
Oh, yes,
I think he's
yes,
great.
Yes. Let's bust out the violin to play for the Chicago Bull. Wow, very tough to deal with your 6 championships for Michael Jordan. Okay, enough from Bill. Tyler, your thoughts on LeBron?
Yeah, Bill's a hater. I was going to go right to, like, he ruined the Chicago Bulls, like, what, 2-year run with Derrick Rose, like, enough. I love LeBron. I think Greybeard, like, this old version of LeBron's, like, maybe one of my favorites next to my Miami Heat LeBron. I've been a fanboy my whole life. Love all the Sanchez. I'll be supporting him until he's in the NBA, till he's probably 50.
Yeah, I hated LeBron when he was with the Heat and the Cavs, but since he's been with the Lakers, I have no reason to hate him, and I can just appreciate how good he is, or how great he is, I should say, and MJ's the GOAT, but he's number two for sure.
And listen, like, Kenny's a Chicago guy, Bill's a Chicago guy. I'm a New York guy, and I'll say it. Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time. And this doesn't need to be an insult to LeBron James to say he's not as good as Michael Jordan. Does it insult Peyton Manning to say he's not as good as Tom Brady? I don't think so. So they're both great. Jordan's greater. It is what it is. I love old LeBron James, probably because I'm old also. Kenny, what's next?
On to the NFL. So Tyler Shuck had a very impressive rookie season. Who knows? Maybe if they won the division, or maybe if he started the season, they could have won the division. So Panthers guard Robert Hunt seems to believe Shuck is really that guy. Listen to what former Dolphins tackle Teron Armstead says, reading a text from Robert Hunt.
After the game, from Robert Hunt. Robert Hunt is the Pro Bowl right guard for the Carolina Panthers. He texted me. He said, man, I leave the division with Josh Allen, and I come to this division, and looking at Tyler Shuck, it looked like he's about to start over.
See, now, Bill, can we critique Kenny for a second here? Only because we've praised him. Like, in the soundbite, why is there audio repeating?
Good question.
Okay. It's gone. So whatever it was. So in the soundbite, Armstead says Robert Hunt. So Kenny, this is just I'm being like a real stickler here. Like, you didn't need to say it in the soundbite. No one cares. That's me being a jerk. No one cares. Tyler Shuck is not Josh Allen, right? We like Tyler Shuck.
Am I first?
No, he's not Josh Allen.
How about one of you speak, please?
No, yeah, he's not Josh Allen. I think he could be a pretty damn good quarterback. But my take on this one is there's a lot of NFL players, NFL analysts. There's a lot of texts going back and forth that aren't supposed to be blasted on podcasts. Does Armstead have the permission from Hunt to use this on the podcast? Because you don't usually just have this like wild praise comparing a rival's quarterback to Josh Allen. Like that's the one I took. I was like, are you sure you should be blasting that out publicly?
So, Tyler, violation of bro code here by Teron Armstead?
I feel like you kind of got to know if you're going on a podcast that someone's going to clip it. Or especially the NFL athlete, like, you got to know what you're signing up for, Robert Hunt.
And Teron Armstead, I think, like, does like a bunch of media, so maybe he should know better. But here's what I'll say about this, Kenny, and I think you'll agree with this. Like Robert Hunt didn't say that to the media. The fact that he texted it means like he actually thinks it. Like he actually thinks like Tyler Shuck's going to be like the next great quarterback in the NFL. And we know that Shuck's going to be the week one starter because the Saints came out and said it. I might agree with you that if Shuck started the whole year, maybe the Saints would have won the division this year in the NFC South.
Yeah, and I mean, that's why I took this as something. I mean, Robert Hunt obviously sees something in the kid. He's on the field. We're obviously watching the games. He's on the field. So whatever he knows, we might have to bet on Shuck next year for something, maybe Saints division. So on to the next one.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So big news yesterday was the John Harbaugh firing, and his brother came to his defense. So much so that he called his own brother better than him. Now, I don't have a brother, but if I did, I would never, ever say he's the best in the world at anything. Take a listen.
John Harbaugh is the best coach I know, best coach I've ever seen. You may say, okay, well, I'm his brother, so I might be biased, but it's so cool to see all my brother's accomplishments. Whatever team he goes to is going to be formidable. I just hope it's in the NFC.
So I kind of think there were, so I'll be honest, right? I don't have a brother either. I have a sister. If I were a coach, whatever, or like I'm competing with my sibling for like the highest honor in what we do. It's like they coached against each other in Super Bowl 47, right? Niners, Ravens. And I lost. I don't think I'd ever talk to him again. So the fact that Jim is here all these years later saying that John's better than he is, I think like he's just wired a little differently than most humans. Like I actually think it would have ruined my family if I had lost the Super Bowl to my brother. So I give Jim Harbaugh a lot of credit for being able to say that.
I'd like to know what Jim Harbaugh says when the mics aren't on, because if I lost to my brother, I have a brother. If I lost to my brother in something like that, I may publicly just be like, he's great. All this stuff behind closed doors, I would be fuming. The amount of times we had fights over video games. All that, like, there was so much going on when we were just a couple years apart. Yeah, he can't be taking that easy. He can't just be applauding his brother. I can't believe it.
I think that's him. I really think it's him. And I laughed. So, like, the Sharon Moore story in Michigan is not, like, a laughing matter, like, what he's being accused of. But some of the stuff that was said in the aftermath was very funny. Like, if Jim Harbaugh had been there and Sharon Moore had been like, hey, Jim, what do you think? Jim would have been like, why are you talking to other women? Like, delete it. Like, why are you on social media? Like, just talk to your wife, go to church, and watch film. And you won't get into any of these. I think Jim's just a different bird. I think he's wired differently. John kind of seems like a normal guy. Jim is like, is out. Like I don't mean on the spectrum in the way that I think people will take it. He's just different. He's wired differently than a lot of people are. He's crazy. And I actually feel like he's crazy in a really good way. Kenny, maybe let's sneak one more in here.
I actually had one more. So the Green Bay Packers are the seventh seed for the third straight year. And as a Bears fan, I understand they've owned us. But a Packers fan slash musician, I believe by the name of Jake Gull, Fields' brother, just kidding, who decided to make a very cringy song ahead of the playoffs. Take a listen. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl, baby. Bowl's never been enough. I need something.
That's horrible.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It's so bad that even though I'm emotionally invested, I will be betting the Bears. So
I really like. I actually don't. Do you, Tyler? You'll remember this because you're a Phillies fan. Like, you probably all remember this when the Phillies played the Padres in the NLCS a couple years ago. Do you guys remember the Padres song? Like, that's what was it? That's what's in.
Yeah,
like,
that's what's
Bryce
in.
Gonna lose. That's what's in. Yeah. Like, that was horrible. That's the worst fan song ever. Like, that was actually embarrassing. Like, play this one. I'm being serious. Like, this musically is not bad. Like, it's not like it's a Taylor Swift. Like, it's not going to be played on, you know, like the Odyssey hit station. It's not terrible, though. Let's hear this one more time. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Super Bowl, baby. Bowl's never been enough. I need something to hold, baby. I can be a Jordan Love. Let me be a Romeo, baby. We could take a chance on us, yeah. I just need a Super Bowl, baby. Bowl's never been enough. Bill, break the tie here. I like it, Tyler and Kenny don't. Take your Bears fandom out of the equation.
I'll try and take my Bears fandom out of it. Not a fan. Like, I'd rather hear that this is our Colts song from that guy that did it over the summer, that cheesy thing. That's better than, I think this is, I don't like this. This isn't good. I've heard some good parody songs. This, I don't like this one.
That's not a parody.
Especially when you're the seventh
like
seed.
But you know what I'm saying.
But like, yeah, so you're the seventh seed, you can't be excited about your team? Like, when the Packers last won the Super Bowl, they were the sixth seed in a 16 playoff.
Good point.
But I had Aaron Rodgers.
thank you, Kenny. Bill, what did you think of the inaugural edition of Kenny's Corner?
I thought we did a really good job with it. I thought Kenny was incredible and phenomenal throws, a pro through and through on his first attempt. I think this is a keeper.
I liked it also. Kenny, how did it feel for you?
I enjoyed it so much. I can't wait to do it whenever we're doing it next.
Do you mean that or no? Because you like talking monotone, and it's hard to tell.
I do mean that, 100%, yes.
When you, like, have been in a relationship before, have women ever told you, like, hey, I kind of, like, don't know, like, what you mean when you say things?
Yeah, they don't think I like them. Every girl I've ever been with is like, do you even like me? And I'm just like, yeah, I'm just chill.
You talk in monotone. I'm not even, it's not a criticism. Like, I asked you, are you excited? And you said, and I quote, yes, I am very excited.
It's just me, I guess. Sorry.
All right. Tyler, your thoughts on Kenny's Corner?
I thought it was good. You know, I'll say this, Kenny, we've had some like bad inaugural segments on this show. I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was up there. I thought
great. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I've been part of some of them, so I can take the blame on some of those. But I thought this was a good one.
Honestly, I think they're probably all my fault, but I appreciate that very much. Thank you guys very much. I'll do a couple YouTube comments here, and then we'll close the show with bets for tonight. Andy B. says, Shuck is Tommy DeVito. serviceable backups that took over late in the season. Andy, like, I'm being sincere. Thank you to listening to the show and watching the show. Thank you for commenting. I hope to have you in our YouTube chat tomorrow and to be saying your name for a long time here on You Better You Bet. I regret to tell you that you don't know ball if you think Tyler Shuck and Tommy DeVito are the same quarterback. And I say that facetiously a little bit. Shuck is way better than Tommy DeVito. Way better than Tommy DeVito. Andy, we'll talk to you tomorrow, hopefully, in the YouTube chat. Excalibur Force had 300 emojis. I have no idea what that's in reference to. But listen, like, the show is awesome, so I appreciate you very much and everyone that's chimed in on the YouTube chat today. All right. On the other side, all the bets for tonight, including the Fiesta Bowl tonight with Ole Miss and Miami here on a Thursday. Nick Costos and you better you bet on Westwood One Sports.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all my bets for tonight in the world of sports. Two tremendous guests joined us today on the show. Danny Cannell of CBS Sports and Dusty and Danny on Sirius XM Channel 84. And pro sports bettor Joey Knish, who is under the weather. We appreciate our friend Joey Knish of Hit the Books joining us today on You Better You Bet. One last YouTube comment, and if we get a couple more, I'll pepper them in throughout this final segment. And the subject has to be, if you have a bet for tonight in Ole Miss Miami, fire them in. I'll read them if you do. Franchise Davis loves the over tonight and the Ole Miss team total over. Let's make it a shootout, make it more enjoyable. The Ole Miss defense can't stop anyone, so Miami will be able to score. Thank you very much to Franchise Davis. The bet's coming up in a second, but look, let's get one more. BV says, will Ole Miss be able to score on Miami? He's betting the under and says, good luck. Love when the real ones talk to each other in the YouTube chat. You guys are the absolute best. I mean this sincerely. It's a new time slot. This is the sixth show we've done, and the fact that we have had, I'm being totally sincere here with everybody, with our listeners and viewers, the fact that we have had as much audience participation as we've had on a new network, in a new time slot, is awesome. And I sincerely appreciate everybody. And we're all going to grow this son of a bitch together, and you know me, I want to make this as great as possible. Like, let's do it. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you all and talk to you all tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday. Last one from our friend Mark. Nick's energy and Kenny's monotone is a perfect yin and yang dynamic, which is very funny. Said, Kenny, are you excited to be doing this? Yes, I am. Love it. All right, let's drop the dope-ass beat, please. Kenny. And Kenny, do you want to... No, we won't do it now because we're running out of time. I want Kenny to do the read sometimes also. The college football playoff semifinals are here, and whether you're riding on an upset or hoping the favorite dominates, betting with a boost makes every playoff moment even more memorable. Activate this Odds Boost token on any college football playoff game, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. Download the BetMGM app today. Visit BetMGM.com, and please gamble responsibly. Kenny in our show chat wrote that he wants to do some reads. I mentioned Yoda and Dagobah. Maybe that was yesterday. You will be, Kenny. You will be. All right, Ole Miss and Miami. Ole Miss plus the 3.5, and I'm backing it up with a wager on Ole Miss on the money line. I'm a little concerned that the game goes the way Danny Cannell said it would. Knish likes Miami also, and maybe Miami leans on Ole Miss the way it leans on Ohio State, and Ole Miss doesn't have the NFL talent that Ohio State has. I'm going to bet that the X factor here and the differentiator in this game is Trinidad Chambliss. Gold all on his chain, gold all on his watch, gold all on his ring. Don't believe him, just watch. I'm going to put the Trinidad emoji up on Twitter, at the Costos on Instagram, at the Costos a million times tonight. Ole Miss plus the points, and a small bet on Ole Miss to win the game as well. NBA, college basketball slate, not great. NBA bet slate tonight, only a couple games. I laid 2.5 with the Minnesota, 2.5 with the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think Darius Garland's going to play tonight for Cleveland, and Minnesota's been a little Jekyll and Hyde, where they've lost to some bad teams. They beat some really good teams. The Cavs are a good team, but I think Minnesota's a little better. Minnesota's playing at home, so my one NBA bet for tonight, give me the Minnesota Timberwolves laying 2.5 against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I just want to see what the line is. I may bet Northwestern against Michigan State. Northwestern is a 12.5-point road dog right now. Game time there is 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Northwestern has lost 6 games this year by a combined 35 points. I think Northwestern might keep that. I haven't placed the bet yet, but I'm thinking about betting Northwestern against Michigan State. Hit me up on Instagram and follow me on Instagram at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. I will add any bets to my card there in my Instagram story before kickoff and tip-off tonight. That does it for the Tremendous Sports Thursday edition of You Better You Bet. Myself and the crew will catch you tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday. Black and Abdallah coming up next on Westwood One Sports. Till then, I'm wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.